6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Must big up Mr. Guy Garvey for another excellent show, and just being Guy Garvey. As usual, I'm all over the shop, crossing time, space, and genres with the likes of the Trogs, Beatmark, Prince Jazzbo, Jaguar Ma, Futura 2000 and The Clash, Child of Love, Blue Hawaii, and Kuramin, to name just a few. And as you'll know by now, there's not too much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. And to prove my point, here's a dub version of that Trumarka track I played a few weeks back. This is My Love.
Dance with you.
By way of saying goodbye to Reg Presley, who sadly passed away recently, that was the Trogs with A Girl Like You, a number one from 1966. You know, they influenced Iggy Pop, won praise from Bob Dylan, and was cited as one of the godfathers of punk rock. Mr. Presley, the Don salutes you. This is Valley Girl. Perkins, aka Valley Girl, with Flo from what was her debut album, Glamorous World, released in 2007. So, any of you all got any vegetarian friends that have been looking kind of smug lately? What with all the bad news for their meat-eating mates that have been hitting the headlines? But I tell you who it's really bad news for? Horses. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on Six Music.
Don't stand on the bank and watch my junk. home, keep your rocking and swing. Say this a sound, let the children sing. Say this a sound, let the joy bells ring. Me say no trouble, not teach it something. Me say no trouble, not teach it something. Me say me dally up a constant spring. Me go check out me Indian thing. Me say she buy me a diamond ring. Me say me gone up a red girl ring. Ding-a-ling-a-ling dong dang. Ding-a-ling-a-ling dong dang. Me say that Prussian kind won't blow up your mind. Persian kind won't blow up your mind. Me say no trouble not to test something. Cause this your thing I make the joy bells ring. Children, you see me with me Indian king. Me say she have up a car side thing. Me say she have one unlike Finn. And then she buy me a diamond ring. Me say me carry her a constant spring. Girl, so no trouble not to chase something. No trouble not to chase something. No trouble not to chase something. Me say Lego, Lego, Lego da. Lego, Lego, Lego da. Nothing to show, girl. Bend your back, move your hip and make me jump on. Because Jamaican thing I got the string. Because Jamaican thing I got the string.
The Jamaican artist that started out on Cox & Dodd's Studio One label in the early 70s before moving on to Lee Scratch Perry via Bunny Lee. That was Prince Jazbo there with Natty Ting-a-ling from a new soul jazz comp called Studio One Ironsides. Let's flip the script for something new from the Child of Love, and that's Love with No E.
Don't know how I'm gonna get it. I'm so in love with the angel girl. How I'm gonna get it. She make me fall in love with the world. And everybody knows it. Everything that I ever was, they know. Everybody know about the fun. Everybody knows it. I think that's for such.
Forgive Me, the new single from the Child of Love, who hails from the Netherlands and is somewhat of a mystery, as very little is known about him. Anyway, that's from his forthcoming album, which features contributions from Doom and Damon Albarn. Now, guess you're aware Six Music's been presenting a shedload of live music from Maida Vale Studios, with the likes of Lara Mvula, The Stripes, Alice Russell, Roots Maneuver and the Invisible, Suede, Everything Everything, Folds, Richard Hawley, The Cribs and Palmer Violets. And although you've missed the actual live sessions, the good news is a lot of it's still available to not only hear, but also see on the Six Music website. Here's a Canadian singer-songwriter that relocated to my neck of the woods, and who used to be a crash test dummy. From 210's Shake a Bone, this is Son of Dave's Ain't Nothing But the Blues.
You got me walking on tightrope. Got me walking on eggshell. Police standing on my door this morning. Said, what you standing here for? You ever seen this woman before? She just ran out my back door. Babe, I feel so sorry for you now. Babe, ever since you was a baby, it ain't nothing but the blues. Pieces. Let me hold in the key. Say, son of Dave, it's all your fault. We both knew you just pushed me. Long before I came along, I can tell you right where you went wrong. Babe, I feel so sorry for. You was a baby, ain't nothing but the blues.
Taking its title from Yes's Close to the Edge. That was avant-garde synth-pop outfit The Art of Noise with 1984's Close to the Edit. Now, duty bound to let you know, if you're feeling my flow, you can catch up, tell a friend to listen again, and check past track listings on my page of the Six Music website, Lifeline of the Late Night DJ. Let's fast forward to right about now for some 60s sunshine pop with an electronic edge from Sydney-based duo Jaguar Mar. This is A Throw.
You've got one.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's a space where any genre of music gets played.
Given opportunities to new bands.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
You trust them. If they think something's worth playing, I'll listen to it too.
You really get the feeling that you're being played someone's record collection and the music that they're genuinely into.
You've forgotten how good this track is.
Gorgeous stuff.
And that feeling of, wow, what is this? Being rocked on your heels by the newness or difference of something.
People really take it to the heart because I know I'm a 6 Music listener.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
This is Edith Bowman.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Hello, I'm Stu McConey, and this is The Freak Zone.
Sir Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Craig from Console Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Another duo, Blue Hawaii, there with Into, due mid-March following the release of their debut album Untogether, which drops the week before. And it uses a mix of vocals, guitars, synths, drum machines and other electronics to create a kind of tropical pop with love-ache melodies and experimental club rhythms. Well, that's what it says here on the label. Okay, let's stay with the new and head to France for Beatmark.
Oh,
People Glow from Howls of Joy, the new album from two-boy, two-girl outfit Beatmark. And it's a real interesting listen, 13 three-minute pop songs taking on influences from British pop sounds of the last five decades, particularly the 80s and 90s. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on Six Music. Aforementioned Studio One Ironsides, a new comp from the Soul Jazz crew, and this installment features a lot of classic Studio One tunes alongside some serious rarities, with cuts from Dennis Al Capone, Johnny Osborne, Don Drummond, Lone Ranger, The Gladiators, and many more. Okay, let's move from JA to the USA and go for an early three in a row, all with a six-string flow. Kicking it off, Paul Carreri with 209's Once Upon a Rooftop.
Burning a piece of French toast soon.
a different side of the Kings of Leon. Back down south from 210's Come Around Sundown, and they're rumoured to be working on a new album. Preceding that, you had the Minus Five featuring REM's Peter Buck with The Lurking Barrister from 209's Killingsworth, which apparently was made in collaboration with the Decemberists. I wonder what that means. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
Precisa fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata. Precisa fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata. E todo dia no espelho quando ela se olhar, seja a cara dela. Precisa fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata. Precisa fazer pra baiano um vestido de prata. E todo dia no espelho quando ela se olhar, seja a cara dela. Já faz muito tempo que eu não vejo ela dançar, que a gente não canta junto a mesma canção. Precisa mandar guia de Oxalá, pra ela botar no pescoço um vestido bordado com contas do mar. Uma sandália de couro, ainda mando de quebra uma guia de Oxalá, pra ela botar no pescoço.
Whose style incorporates elements of samba, funk, jazz, bossa nova, hip-hop and reggae. That was Curumin with Vestido de Prata from last year's Arroca. And I must thank Anna Carolina Rolim in Sao Paulo for turning me on to that. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on Six Music, the station that rules the nation. Coming up in the second hour, I'm going to kick back and relax with the likes of Matthew Herbert's Big Band, Aretha Franklin, DuckTales, Junip, and Sleepy Time Ghost, amongst others. And to take us there, a cut from Futura 2000, a graffiti artist that got involved with the Clash in the early 80s, producing record sleeves and various artworks for them. And this This is dedicated to my good friend Jerry Harrington, who sadly passed away last weekend. The Escapades of Futura 2000.
Futura is my name, and I say graffiti. It's where I got my fame, but it's not my fame that I'm here to claim. I want to tell the real story about my game. Just a little tune about graffiti. The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rocking and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it, but the problem is you're probably looking right through it. It started for me back in 72. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I saw names everywhere, style, color, and flair. I knew I had to join in. I knew my answer was there. There was Tacky being tacky with his dry mark pen. And he was writing his name way back then. Frank 207, SJK, Cover 144, and the UGA. Things to stay high. Graffiti is a thing that's kind of hard to explain. It's not just running around spray painting your name. It starts as a game, can't stay the same. Dedication makes you put it in a different frame. Joe 136. And there were writers in the past who I bet if you asked would say graffiti cannot last. But they crossed that rail and they blazed that trail. It's because of them that I won't fail. You know they jumped that fence, they crossed that track. And it's because of them that I can never be the whack. And you know that. There's a side that's good and there's a side that's bad. And on the inside, graffitis always have that individual desire, which I guess I most admire, that need to bomb, to set things on fire. I painted the train and I called it break. I guess until then I wasn't really awake. I realized then what I could do. I just check out the scene from a whole new view. It wasn't hard to see, it didn't take much time. I started out with a death design. There were no others there, but I didn't care. When the car rolled by, it made people stare. But are they more aware? Crash, stays, knock and I'll leave. The boys are bad and they're down with me. Graffiti, what's it gonna be? Zephyr, Abdul, Don, D, and Lee. And Koch, unlock the house.
Check it out.
The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rocking and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it, but the problem is people are looking right through. You got Wild Style Star Wars coming on strong, Charlie A. Henry, and the list goes on. Biggest toy, a small young boy, the inside king and full car joy. A show in France, a new romance, pay another train and take another chance. It's all about this when you're living in the city. People out there won't have no pity. You got many young minds with a lot to say. All this paint and the subway's gray. And soon their efforts are buffed away by the monster machines of the MTA. Arrow, man, you ever see that buffing machine?
Cold-blooded.
Writing on a wall, no talent at all. A simple scrawl, a bathroom stall, a project hall. Hey, graffiti's everywhere, y'all.
You don't stop. The body, rock.
I was maxing hard with a friend of mine. He's down by law in a rockin' mind. We call him
Bad Boy Freddy.
Freddy B. You know he rocks the mic
to the highest degree.
Freddy, I threw you down, you see. Cause you both rock shop and making history.
To the funky beat, to the funky beat. Funky beat, I freak.
The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rockin' and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it. But the problem is you probably just can't do it.
The beat.
Let's get to it. Keith Haring, rock the house. And the downtown scene, rock shock the house now. Jean-Michel, you're doing swell. You know you got real clientele. Cry long, rock the house. And Red Devil, shock the house. Rust-Oleum, rock the house. Hey, Graffiti, rock shock the show. F-U-T-U-R-A, shocking the rhyme until the break of day. Check me out, and you don't stop. Graffiti's what I be about. All right, got my man Mick cutting the mix. No tricks.
Beat the beat.
To the class, you're rocking the house. Say thanks a lot. Shock the house.
Shock the house.
F U T U R A. Hey. Futura is what I spray.
Check it out.
New York City, rock the house.
Check
graffiti, rock shock the house now.
Check it out.
Uni-wide, city-wide. Fun gallery, fun gallery, and you don't stop.
To the beat. Do it live, that style, rock on.
The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rocking and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it, but the problem is you probably just can't do it.
You don't stop.
the body rock. Bad Fathers in the house.
Six.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Known for taking sounds from everyday items to produce electronic music. That was Matthew Herbert's big band with The Story. From 208's There's Me and There's You. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on 6 Music, and there's still plenty more in store from, amongst others, Isaac Hayes, Local Natives, Todd Rundgren and Wild Bell. So let's cut the chat and run a track from Little Dragon.
Twice I turned my back on you, I fell flat on my face but didn't lose. Tell me, where would I go? Tell me what led you on, I'd love to know. Was it the blue night, gone fragile? Was it about the man in wonder steady going under? Was it the light waves so frightening? Was it a two wheels, one a mirror holding a steerer? Steady going under, was it the light waves so frightening? Was it a two wheels, one a mirror holding a steering?
Peace.
Undisputed queen of soul there, Aretha Franklin, but what became a standard for her? 1967's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, written by Carole King and Jeffrey Goffin. You know, Bobby Womack did a version of that in 1973, changing the title to, yeah, you got it, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Man. Right, I want you to push up the bass with something new from the Unit 137 label. This is Sleepy Time Ghost with Feel, featuring Bahia.
I want you to feel it. love you so. I love you.
Loving that. Sleepy Time Ghost there with Feel. And there'll be more from them in next week's show. Now, I'm going to pull down the bass and ease back the guitars for a cut from DuckTales' new album, The Flower Lane. Out right about now on Domino Records. And while I remember, he's got a couple of dates coming up. There's one in Brighton on the 24th and another in London on the 25th, although I believe that one sold out. Anyway, this is Sedan Magic.
Play like a broken toy.
March. That was Line of Fire from Juniper, a Swedish trio that includes Jose Gonzalez. And I believe they've got a one-off special date coming up on the 13th of May at London's Village Underground. I want to take time out to thank you all for your email, thoughts, support and suggestions from around the globe, especially those of Justin Greenwood down in Perth, Australia, Alex Briggs in Bristol and Jim Williams in Los Angeles. And I'll try and dig out that Max Romeo track for you next week, my friend. In the meantime and between time, hold this from Titrack. Let's get started.
Everyone is too busy. they're everywhere, all around us.
M-U-S-I-C.
They connect us, help us. These sounds are even emanating from them.
Information. Kill.
But just where does this story end?
Colin Murray's soundscape on BBC Radio 6 Music.
In the final programme of this series, I create an original soundscape for man versus computer. This Sunday, midday, on BBC Radio 6 Music.
You know, I've had Isaac on my mind since omitting him from last week's Valentine's special. From 1973, that was the short version of Joy. And I say short version because Isaac Hayes weren't known for pop ditties. No, sir. Most of his early albums had like four tracks on them at most, with cuts running up to 18 minutes in length. We're talking epic. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Over the place. That was a new single from Chicago-based siblings Natalie and Elliot Bergman, better known as Wild Bell, with Keep You from their debut album Isle, due mid-March. Right, let's go for another three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a laid-back Donlett selection. And setting the tone is She and Him's Sing.
A broken heart, and he doesn't even know. He's glad to see you. Yes, he's
glad to see you. Open your arms and say, the world's been waiting. They've been waiting for years, and they just gotta hear it. The kids are waiting. They've been shedding.
don't know if any of you remember me telling you all how I stumbled onto that late one night tuned to Six Music, and I wish I could remember the DJ who played it so I could thank them for the turn on. From Rose Eleanor Dougal, that was 210's Find Me Out. Before that, an outfit I've been listening out for since the release of their excellent debut album, Gorilla Manor, back in 210. You had Local Natives with Heavy Feet from their new album, Hummingbird. And I've got to tell you, they've done it again. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
I'm a lost soul.
From 1993's Nissi Nissi, that was Algeria's Khaled with Serbi Serbi. Well, my friends, looks like we've reached the end. You spent the last 2 hours listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. Hold tight for Tom Robinson up after me. Until the next one, I'm going to leave you with a cut from another must-have album, Todd Rundgren's A Wizard, A True Star, released in 1973. This is Just One Victory.
Still, give. This is Six Music.
Available at the Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries.
Telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Return of the good time, return of the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.